welcome to another edition of Why Are You Awake? Paul Farver here, your host. This week we have comedian Tyler Fowler from Chicago. Check him out. Follow him on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. If you're listening to this podcast, go over to the website, youtube.com/PaulFComedy, and you can watch us enjoy each other on this podcast. Check out my upcoming dates at paulfcomedy.com. Also, check out our sponsors.
Hey, gang. As some of you know, I used to be a practicing lawyer in Chicago. I no longer practice, but from time to time, I need a lawyer. And when I need a lawyer, I call my friend Scott Shapiro. Scott Shapiro has been practicing law for over 25 years in Chicago. He does it all, from workers' compensation to personal injury, employment issues, and even entertainment law and contract needs. If you need a lawyer, call my friend Scott. 312-648-8800. That's 312-648-8800. Or you can email him at scott@scottshapirolegal.com. Tell him I sent you.
I like it.
Oh, look, in that case, turn on the third camera.
You can enjoy each other's company.
You didn't say company. You said enjoy each other.
Jury's out.
Are we live?
Oh, we're keeping this. Yeah.
This comedian. I don't like that you. No, the people don't want comedy.
Tyler Fowler joins us.
I am
here.
A comedian, but what I'm here to talk about is my work preaching the good word of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's what I'm doing.
That's
up.
What you look
what
like.
What are you guys doing up?
Tyler, you have so much energy right now. I love it. It's energetic. I needed that boost right now because I'm up late, but not like this.
No.
You look like
you're an older gentleman. Well, I mean, let's call a spade, and you know spades, you're an old man. You play cards, right?
That's what my nickname was in high school.
Spade?
Yeah.
They had just invented cards. Anyway.
Tyler, you are what I call the Toyota Camry of comedy. I've told you to your face.
And if you guys have listened to Paul's podcast before, you've heard this exact interview before.
I've said that?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Play the tape. Someone comment below. If you listen to Singles Only, comment below. No, the people know. You can't get anything past them.
I didn't think I've ever said that out live. I know
Camry.
I definitely called. I've said it to you
yeah.
When I brought you up
and
on stage.
And remind me again why it's a good thing.
As I was telling Justin, right. We were talking about you and how reliable you are and how consistent you are, not just professionally.
And foreign made.
You're
important.
The most not. Actually, Toyotas are made in America.
Oh, thank God.
I take that back. As soon as I called you a Toyota Camry and reliable comedy, I did see you have a bad set once. I was like,
no.
What? How is that possible?
I'll probably remember the day.
I
try very hard not to.
Well, when you host, first of all, you're an amazing host. You're always my first choice when I have to get someone.
I know. Trust me. I know. You'll never book me as a middle or a headliner. Trust
That's
me.
That's not true. I've booked you as a middle or headliner.
First of all, I'm not a
booker.
Check the emails. You're right. Not you. The Shushan boys.
Listen, you, as I've said on this podcast and in real life, when you're a good host, it's a blessing and a curse
because
people want you as
a... You work a lot, but you stay in that position for a long
time. Yes, it takes a while, and it took me a long fucking time to stop having a certain club only use me as a host.
Sure.
But you're a great host, and you're a great comedian overall, but you did have a bad set, and I remember where we were at, but we were at a show at Zany's. I know what it was.
Go on, please. I'd love to hear it. Let's play the tape, as a matter of fact.
It wasn't a bad...
You had
you struggled. It was a rough night, I will say that. Angelo Sorokas and I was featuring for him. It was...
The Greek dude.
The Greek crowd. They were foreign.
I honestly don't even remember if it was bad.
It wasn't horrible, but it was like... It was...
There's a floor. You know, I can only do so bad.
You've never... First of all, let's be clear. Of the 100 times we've had shows together, I would say you are the most consistently always performing B+, A-.
Yeah, it's all we ever talk about when I do any of your podcasts. Hey, it's a podcast all about how you can't sleep. You're a Toyota Camry. Is it what car are you? Is that what the sign
but
says?
I remember saying that if I did say that on the podcast last time, then right after that I jinxed it and you fucking bombed
it.
You didn't even bomb it, but I think it was
because... No, what I ate was the baklava, the Greeks, you know.
Oh, boy.
I've done quite a few...
Talk about bombing a podcast.
I've done quite a few. I am... You know what? I'm going to be tired after this is over because I'm carrying this whole damn show. I'll be ready for bed. Why are you awake? Not anymore. People are listening. They're all asleep. We've been on it for 2 minutes. They're already knocked out. Is that what this is? It's like ASMR. People go, why are you awake? You put on the podcast, knocked out. Is that what it is?
I heard I have a very relaxing voice. Yeah. Not this
one. I'll let you
know. This one, you're super energy.
Yeah.
Energy.
Sorry, guys. Hey, sorry if you were just now waking up. Tune into the podcast, the sponsors.
This is like your audition to headline.
Cocaine.
You're like, see, I can headline, guys. Look how energetic I am.
Paul Farver said, I'm a Toyota Camry. Don't you want that?
This is you.
The Soroka show, I don't remember it going particularly poorly. If we want to talk about how everyone did, you didn't do great either. I don't know. That's what
actually, I crushed on that one.
Oh, first time for everything.
Maybe it wasn't that one. I know,
because it's one of any show where it's all one group,
you'll struggle.
Not even it's just so different, and especially a group you're not in.
Well, first of all, yeah, you definitely were not in that group. You went in there.
I'm a Toyota Camry.
Yeah, they're like
a notoriously Japanese vehicle.
Yeah, they wanted a Greek vehicle. There's
they
do. No such
they
thing.
Wanted a Fiat or something.
That's Italian.
Well, I gotta go. I gotta get to bed. It's getting late.
This is
you know
why,
when you get a real.
I hated
you. I think that's the first time I've ever gotten a real laugh out of you, not just a Paul laugh. Where you go, that's funny. It's your favorite thing to do. You go, that's really funny.
That's not true. I laugh all the time. You've got some great jokes.
Wow.
I haven't heard them, but I know they're.
I'm saving.
I know
them.
They're in
I'm
there.
Saving them, dude.
I know they're in there somewhere.
Or when all the people from the podcast do.
No, I think that.
Quit dodging the question, Paul.
What's the question?
Why are you awake?
Okay, so when I on the prior podcast I've had with you. Your background was clearly is not what people would think of you. You look like you were like a straight A student, like a nerdy kid, went to like an Ivy League school or a big community. And the truth is nothing further.
Idiot. You're the stupidest person.
Yeah. Like you're pretty dumb.
C student, state school. even worse, a state school with a direction in it.
Ugh. What school did you go to?
Western Illinois. The Western Illinois University.
Yeah, that's a bad school.
Oh, I loved it.
What'd you get in your ACT?
We talked about. Couldn't tell you. Here's the thing, and you know what? That's how you know.
Brought this up on a few episodes.
That's how you know my life is going well. I couldn't tell you what I got on my ACT.
Oh,
if
really?
You still, what'd you get?
I got a 24.
Your life's in the shitter.
No, it was bad. 24 is bad.
But why do you still remember? Let it go.
Because
it's been a few years.
Because I remember how sad I was.
When you were doing it, was it still out of, were they doing it on an abacus? What were we talking about? They had the ACT?
You had to sharpen your own pencils with the, it was like the, whatever.
That was the first test, is you had to make, you had to fashion a pencil out of a tree.
I remember.
But
anyone who
still, that's still a part of their personality is what they got on a standardized test, particularly in high school, get over it. That's why you're awake. Actually, they're probably all sleeping soundly right now, next to their wife and two children.
Spoken like a person who went to Western Illinois.
Sure is. I honestly, and it's funny because at that point in your life, and I guess there are kids who are different who like you have it. You're much more aware. But at that point in life, a lot of us are kind of shooting from the hip. You don't really know. You know, like, oh yeah, I go to college. You pick a school. Okay.
Some of us had older brothers who were way more successful than us, and the curve was set to achieve.
And how does that make you feel?
It made me feel like shit.
Why are you
24? You're not the host. I asked the fucking questions.
When did you know you wanted to be a lawyer?
I always wanted to be a lawyer. That's different. Listen, I ask the questions here.
I'm taking over. This is a hostile takeover of this podcast.
This
is my condo.
When did you learn that you wanted to be a comedian?
I'm sure I've told this story on one of your podcasts before. Because you have a very reductive line of questioning. I
don't think I've asked.
I've
you this.
Always been a big fan of comedy. I always like followed comedy a lot, and I was never really here's two. It happens twice because I would say I was never really aware of it as a career until I moved to Chicago and I got out of college and I started doing improv and I started seeing like, oh, you can, this is like a thing you can do. And it's like, this is a classic story of Chicago performers. Like, you do improv, you like doing comedy, but you realize, not only do you not get paid, you have to pay to do improv. And then you see stand-up and you go, you can make, the money isn't great, but you can make a little money doing it.
Yeah.
They'll pay you. And it just flips it. And you go, okay, I'll do that one. You know. But then my mom was moving out of my childhood home and found like something I wrote in like second grade. And they asked, this actually, you'll appreciate this. They go, what do you want to do when you grow up? That kind of classic thing. And I said, I want to be a comedian or a lawyer because lawyers make a lot of money.
Well,
and see where I ended up.
Well, that second part is not accurate, as you can see.
Trust me, Paul. I see the paint. I see the paint chipping in this this podcast studio.
Well, compared to a Toyota Camry, I am driving a nicer vehicle, but that's irrelevant.
I didn't come here to be insulted. That's why I'm awake.
Let's talk about when you were in high school. Were you a night owl back then? You are a night owl, clearly.
Yeah. No, it's changed. Okay. I take that back. I was, but not to the extent I am now. You know, I wasn't up like.
Well, you had to. You were in school,
so, right? But yeah, like, but different. Also just like I for a longest time, I was a morning person.
Really?
Yeah. In high school, and here, and I still am this
you
way.
You go to bed early too?
No, but so I was. But like, up. I'm up. Okay. Yeah. And then like college.
Why'd you snap twice when you said that? Okay. I'm up.
I'm up.
Okay. Just want to make sure you.
We're just doing a slate. It's production, Paul. You'll learn. Once you've been in this business a little while and you stop hosting,
got it.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
I'll send you my bills.
So you were a morning person.
I was a morning person for a really long time, like in college and high school. In high school, I would get up and get to school really early. I was always more. I think I need a lot of sleep, so I was always more productive in the morning, as opposed to someone who would like stay up late and get stuff done. I would get up early and get stuff done.
Okay.
I never pulled an all nighter. Like in college, be like, oh, I got to get this paper done. I'd be like, I got this paper done. I'm going to sleep at 7:30. So I'm going to wake up at 3 and be up for the whole day.
That's a lot of people are like that. I wasn't, but yeah.
I need it. Sleep. People who be like, I'm just going to stay up all night. I'd be brain dead. I need sleep. I needed a reset.
Are you still need a lot of sleep now or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love this sleep.
So how do you, so you said it changed. What changed?
I quit having a day job.
Okay.
Because even when I had a day, there was a crossover period. So I graduate college. I'm still a morning person. I'm working. I would wake up thinking about it now. Psychotic. I had a day job. I worked in advertising. I would get up and go to the gym before work.
That's insane. I hate people that do that.
And like, but at the time, it was my whole thing was like, then I know I've done it. I have to get it out of the way.
Yeah, I get it.
And it was a good way to wake up and like get the dust off. You know, I loved it. And I did that for years, and then I started doing comedy, so I was kind of like burning the candle at both ends. And then towards the end when I was getting ready to quit my job, I was like, I'd be falling asleep in meetings. I was like falling asleep at work. And my company were so gracious about it. I worked for a startup at the time, and they were like, they couldn't have been nicer. No one was ever like, pull it together, kid.
Doing this when you walked in? Like, hey, what's everyone? Were you like, hey, guys, what's up?
Yeah, that's what we call a callback in the business. You'll learn how to execute them a little better.
You don't do them as a host. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm only up there for the 8 minutes you give me. Yeah, you know.
I like how all of a sudden I'm a fucking gatekeeper. You run your own fucking shows, and
I know you've been hitting me up about them quite a bit.
Well, I only hit up for the one that I want.
But
it's funny. But it's funny that like. Anytime someone asks me for a show, I'm like, no, but you could ask Tyler.
Oh, trust me. I know. I'm getting right emails. Back. I'm getting my inbox is full of people going, Paul Favre told me about this. I go,
it's a great, you guys are
lose my
shows.
Number. Yeah. Where were we?
Talking why about advertising. When
I was kind of cool
with you
burning the candle at both ends. Now it's like I'm in a trance, you know? You go, snap your fingers, and when you wake up, you'll be a headliner. You know?
Kid headlines once, and all of a sudden he wants all the headline spots. Jesus Christ. One fucking dime.
I was not getting a lot of sleep because I would have to get up early, go to work. And then I quit my day job, and I push closer and closer to nocturnal every day because same. I don't have to be up because well, it was just the amount of time I was sleeping was getting shorter because I still would get up early and go to work and like be up the whole day and then be out late doing comedy. And then I quit my job and I was like, oh, I can stay out late doing comedy and then wake up whenever and still get 8-9 hours of sleep. And then now it just has pushed to like, I wake up later because I've been out doing shows or whatever. And then I come home from a show. I'm not tired. It's all work then. And then I pushed closer to nocturnal every day.
Well, when you were staying up late and then doing your shows, how were you? Well, I'm sorry. Let me say that again. You said so many things in that fucking thing that I had so many questions and my brain overcompensated. I got to do one of these to reset. When did you quit your job, your day job? What year?
February 2020.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yep. Yep.
I did March is when I closed my firm, March 1st, 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Crazy. And not, yeah. And it's, you know, comedy, it's all about timing. And well, at the time,
I didn't know that. I didn't know you.
3 months worth. You didn't know comedy is about timing. You'll learn.
No, I didn't know that you went through the same thing as me.
It was like I had 3 months of shows lined up. I was going, this is it. At the end of 19, I tallied up all the money I made doing stand up, and I was like, I think I can make a run at this.
Right.
It's not going to be comfortable, but I can make a run at this. And I saved up a bunch of money. I booked a ton of shows for when I was done, like the months leading after that. And I was like, you know, we're going to take a crack at this, you know, try it for a couple years. And if, you know, if the money runs out, I can, work's always going to be there. And 30 days to the day later, pandemic shuts down every comedy club in the world. Yeah. But honestly, it was a good stress test for me to be like, if I can make it through this year without having a job, I can make it through any year.
Right.
When there was the least amount of work, you know, and what it forced me to do is the hardest thing for me was always writing. Making time to write, finding time to write, all that. I had nothing but time to write during the pandemic.
I don't know if I said this before to you, but when we came out of the pandemic, you had improved as a comedian so much.
If you guys want to see this podcast, go to Singles Only episode
4. Did I fucking say this again?
I don't know, but it feels very familiar.
Okay. Well, I just remember.
I'm sure we talked about this because
some of it we just talk a lot too, dude.
Yeah, like, we're friends.
Sure he's out.
Clip it. Yes, because I feel like we've had this conversation before. There were people who, let's say roughly a 2-year kind of shutdown or a year and a half shutdown. There were people who lost 3 years, and there were people who gained 3 years.
Yeah.
And very few people stayed still. You know, it was like you either atrophied or you got 4 years better in the amount of 2 years.
Well, I feel like I did a lot because I started working as soon as things were open up in states that were open. I was working, and I felt like I had a lead on people that waited.
Yep.
But then as soon as they all came back, they all fucking came back.
And they were so much better than you. Yeah,
so much
just like when they stopped. Yeah.
That's why they're all headliners. And you and I are hosts.
Yeah, a couple MCs here.
But no, so I had the similar situation where I was like, March of 2020 was the best month I had planned for my life. I literally was...
Oh, you were going to South by Southwest, weren't you?
My podcast, Singles Only, was going to be South by Southwest.
You had a podcast on tour. Singles Only?
Singles Only, yeah. It's a podcast.
Check
you might
out.
Have done it.
Yeah.
You should have done it.
Yeah.
You did one of those.
See, that was the thing. I can't remember when I heard that you were going to go to South by and it got canceled. That was what a lot of people, of course, people died. Pandemic.
That's
what
you knew was real.
The people I really felt for were people who were like, this was, I was on the verge of having a big opportunity and it got, you know.
That was, that I remember David Carter wrote, he goes, because I was so pissed that I got taken away. He's like, just know that you were in South by Southwest. That's all that matters. I'm like, it's not the same.
Not the same.
But,
and like, yeah, no, like,
it did affect
everything. That can feel okay for me. No one else knows that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
It sucked.
The people I would have met. Yeah.
And so, what we were talking about, the guests that we were going to have for Singles Only was fucking phenomenal because you have all the best creatives
I was available,
in the world.
Yeah.
No, you weren't going to be there.
who are you comfortable sharing? Who
well,
were
we were trying to get Liz Phair, who was going to do it, but she was uncomfortable at the time.
Her,
her memoir just came out.
She is a headliner, if you think about somebody.
Is. And then we were talking to the guy who started Hinge.
Oh, that would have been
so
cool.
So we were trying to do
that
with him.
Cool.
He was going to be there. So nothing was set in stone, but we were working on that.
Yeah,
and that's how I got my premier membership for Hinge because they were like, oh, yeah, well, let's get this started. Your
and
podcast.
Look how it worked out for you.
Yeah, we're here. We're here just to
why are
hosts.
You awake?
Are you okay? So you said that when you quit, and that was the same way too, where I was like, holy shit, now I can stay up and I still get my sleep.
Right.
And that was the best thing.
It's the best. And it took some adjusting because the pandemic, all schedules were shot.
Up in
the
air,
everything was wackadoo. I was up all night sleeping. I was pretty nocturnal at that point. But then I really settled into it once we came back to like a rhythm of working. And I was like, oh, I can just be a person who like I'm productive. You know, I'm up by noon working during the day, then at late out working at night. Like it really took me a while. In the last year, I would say I really settled into like a schedule of being like, oh, this is my life now. This is my career.
What are your hours typically that you keep now?
Business hours.
Yeah.
It really, my sleep schedule is all over the place because I do, as much as I'm a night owl, I do suffer insomnia on the occasion. So that'll throw it like if on a good day, I'm up by like 11, 10 or 11. And then it's like I can get a few things done before noon, maybe get a workout in before noon, and then I'm like doing some business activities during the day. Send a few emails,
right?
Cut up some clips. I'm a comedian. Check me out. And
host.
I'll send emails to guys like, you know, the Shoeshine Boys. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They run a bunch of really great stuff. So I'm trying to get in and get with them. I'll do all that stuff, and then by like, You know, you have dinner, five or six, first dinner. My favorite thing about comedy is you get second dinner. It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
So you get first dinner on the way out the door, and then it's like you're going to a show, you know, and then out, once I'm out, it's like how many, as many spots as I can do. A show, if I can run by an open mic, whatever I can do to like make that time productive. And then I would either come home and work for an hour, do something productive, because I'm juiced after your show.
Yeah.
Work for a little bit, and then.
Juiced, not Jew. Just want to make sure people understood the accent. Sound like you said Jew. You're not a Jew. You're
only
still.
Late at night. Yeah, it's a nocturnal thing.
Just want to make sure people
you
know.
You might see. I came in here like this. I'll be leaving with a yarmulke. Yeah. I was trying to come up with something juiced. I'm comfortable leaving in on the
just
podcast.
Just make sure.
Juiced. I am juiced. Juiced up after I do comedy. It turns me Jewish, which actually would be, wouldn't they like that? I'll be a little productive when I get home, send a few emails. I got in a habit of like trying to write a little bit late because I write for an hour during the day. And then, but I notice like I'm fresh after a show and I'm like, you know, let me get back in front of the computer.
I can never write after a show. I wish I could.
Write much anyway. I try it every once in a while, but what I've gotten better at recently is realizing that I don't have to, after the show's over, I can hang out. I don't have to run home.
Yeah.
And it took me all those years from like being like, I have to be up in the morning for something, for work or whatever else. Yeah. I've just now recently started to unlearn that, to be like, oh no, this is, I just got off work. Yes. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, but I just got off work.
This is part of the day. Of the business too, where you can hang out and get to know people too. You know, you always are leaving early.
Paul, this is a rerun. We've had these conversations.
We just did a show recently. We're like, I got to go. I'm like, where do you have to go? It's 1:30
Paul,
in the morning.
This verbatim, this conversation was
Did you
had.
Just see the, you did the last Singles Only podcast, I think. You
no,
might have been like
towards the end. Well, that's when I did ago. It, and you go, "We got to call it. This is it. That was the best one. We got to time to wrap it up. 500 some episodes. We got to wrap it up."
But you are going home, and then you've unlearned that habit.
Usually, if I'm running out, I got somewhere to be. Okay. I have a life, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm trying to maximize my time. I got another show or something else, or I try and like do something. You know, I have friends, like regular old friends. I try and like hang out with every once mm-hmm. in a while. But I am being better now. By like, it happened to me at the Laugh Factory like a month ago. It was that 51st jokes. Did you do that?
No, I was out of time.
So it's everyone's there.
I was asked to do it. I just want to make sure.
You asked to do the 2 minute set. Good. Yeah. What would you have done with the other minute? So everyone's there. It's a bunch of comics, you know, or everyone's hanging out. It's a great time. And I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. Show's over. I leave. I'm walking to my car. I go, I didn't have to be anywhere.
Right.
I could have stayed there. You know, and it's one of those things. It's taken me, right? Of course, it's taken me all those years. But I'm hanging out with like people I know and like chatting and having a good time. And it's taken me all that time to unlearn. Like, you don't have to race home to go to bed,
right?
You, as long if it would be different if I had something the next day. It's like, oh, because every once in a while, like, oh, I have. That's when business happens. I have a call at 9:30. I have a call at 10, which I've put a pretty hard kibosh on that kind of stuff. Someone asked me like, oh, we got to set up a meeting. You free 10:30 on Tuesday? Nothing before noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, there are exceptions to that, but I'm
the same way. Yeah. Like my bank will call me and they'll be like, "Hey, you want to do something?" I'm like, "No."
It's the I got it recently. I've gotten better about like phones on do not disturb. It's out of the room. Do not contact me. But I got a call at like 9 a.m. from like my bank or mortgage company or something, and I'm like, I'm furious.
Like how he threw that mortgage thing in there. Just want to make sure people knew he's got a house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without chip on the walls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paint
don't
chips.
Oh, well, we don't have walls yet. We're working up there.
But you got a call.
Once I'm done hosting. I got a call and I was furious because to me it's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I had to check myself and go, well, it is business hours. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
But they don't.
It does feel egregiously early. To be like a cold call at 9 a.m., yeah. I'm like, let's ease into the day.
Yeah. I hate that shit. And mm-hmm. and that's what sucks too, because sometimes they'll be like, we tried to reach you. Like someone, I had a check. Where I was cashing a check, but because there was some discrepancy, and they were or someone was trying to cash a check for my company, and they thought that it was like fraud.
You see how he mentioned that? He's got a company.
I got a company. Yeah, no big deal. and so they're like, we tried to reach you, but after 2 hours we just couldn't, so
they canceled it.
I was like, dude, you called me at 9:00. Yeah. I called you back at 12:15. Like, yeah, we just were worried.
The thing that gets me and it's pretty easy to shift all that stuff, you know, later. What bothers me now, being in the life that we have, is I wish there were things that were open later.
Yeah,
the thing that has gotten me for, I finally just got around to, I would kill to be able to go to a car wash at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You can.
Where?
It's not safe, but there are car washes that are open late. Pretty I always good. Feel weird going to them, but there's one on Fullerton.
Really?
That's 24 hours. But really? Yeah, I do
the same thing.
In the suburbs too.
The time, yeah. The times when I want to go, it's like, it's when I'm getting off work.
Yeah.
Everyone else gets to go when they get off work. What the hell?
Yeah.
It's stuff like that. The other thing, I look like a clown. There's a 24 hour, they're not 24 hours anymore, they're open until midnight. Jewel by my house. Used to be 24 hours. I would be going in there 2 o'clock in the morning. Everyone else who's in there is buying liquor, condoms, a lighter. It's like, I need the one thing I don't have.
Right.
I'm in there with a full cart of produce.
Yeah.
Groceries, vegetables, fruit. And it's the best because there's no line.
No one's
nothing.
There.
But they're looking at it. There's like one register open. They're looking at you. What the hell? It looks like I would roll literally a cart full of groceries. It looks like I have like eight kids at home I forgot about until just now. Like, I'm like, oh, I got to feed all these kids. Like, shit, wait, you guys got Totino's or whatever? literally everyone else in there, the guy behind me in line is like a nudie magazine and whatever else. But I like stuff like that I can get done.
Did you call
whenever.
It a nudie magazine?
Mm-hmm. You remember him.
Yeah. I call him that, but. Yeah.
Which, the idea that they
that's
still,
why people think
that
you're
they
older
still
than
sell
you
those at Jewel, you know? Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Well, I'm a Toyota Camry.
Yeah,
I appreciate businesses that are open late. But even stuff like that, now they close at midnight. I miss it. All there's right on the street of my house all the time. I'm like, I'm just doing something, and I'm like, oh, I should run out and grab like something to eat or this one thing so I can cook something real quick. And then I look at the clock and go, fuck, missed it.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you're doing a show, and I'm not like you where I have to do six shows a night anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So if it's
because
if
you're
I
not
get
really
up,
getting booked like that.
Yeah, I'm not getting booked as much as you are. But
send me your bills.
Well, I mean, I don't.
I'll
know.
Tell the Shoeshine
I'm done
Boys
hosting.
About you. I'll tell the Shoeshine Boys.
I'm done hosting. No, I would say that, like, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Like, I have so many things I can do. Yeah. I have a Target right here, but it closes at 10.
Dude.
So it's like a show 10? Gets out.
Yeah, that's the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Close at 10.
It's the worst. And I do remember that Jewel. There was one on Fullerton that was the same way. Or Clybourne and Fullerton, where it was 24 hours an hour.
There still are some. So if I'm in the right area, I'll go. Because where was I recently that I was like going?
Chulasco.
Oh, I was doing.
For those that don't know, in Chicago.
The one that by me is right by the Comedy Clubhouse, and we do the show there late.
Right.
The Saturday show starts at 11. I went, and I was like, oh, I have four comics until I go up. I ran to Jewel, bought a bag of groceries, and came back to the show.
Because
by the time the show ended. So I come into the show, and one of the comics is like making fun of me. He's like, "What, did you go buy groceries?" I go, "Yes." There's no food in my house, and they're going to be closed by the time we're done. So
I never have food in my house too, because I don't like having food in my house. Because if I do, I eat it all when I'm stressed and I can't sleep.
Right.
So the only places I can go get food are later. Like,
the only question I have: why are you awake?
And you have a tell when you're about to make a joke. So it's like. I don't even want to interrupt my train of thought because I know you're going to
okay.
say something.
Now, just you and I, a couple of night owls, you know, a couple of.
You're a real night owl. So people have done this podcast and they say they are. You still are like a night owl. Some people are like, well, I used to be.
This is right now.
You have the same hours as me. We should hang out. We should go get food sometimes.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
I mean, we don't have to talk. We'll just go work. Me and another comedian friend of mine, we'll just go to the diner and just work next to each other.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's good. It gets a lot of shit done. And also, it's accountability, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you is you're up late. What are you eating?
So what I have a Yende across the street from me, which is a great burrito place, which is awesome.
Yeah. I saw it on the way in.
Yeah, it's nice. Amazing.
Yeah.
And the place I always go to is the Golden Apple.
I was about to say I love
that's
that
my
place.
Go-to.
Love that place.
My picture's on the wall there. No big deal.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's like
from when you're
picture.
Doing music.
No. Because I'm there all the time.
That's really cool. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I love that.
But
so you're like a regular.
Food. I'm a regular there. I go
and
there.
You,
like,
you look like you could be the manager if we're being honest.
He's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Petros. He's a friend of mine.
I love that.
We're
that's
on
awesome.
First name basis.
So he goes. My friend, Paul, bring me a picture.
You can't go there because they were at the comedy show where you bombed. So they were at the Greek show.
Come on.
I can't go with you. Sorry, buddy.
But you're like a regular, and they go, we'll put your picture on the wall.
No, I asked to put it up.
Oh, okay, never mind.
To be fair.
You're like, no, they don't even know what's up, actually.
But they know I have a seat that if someone's in my seat.
Where do
like,
you sit?
It's in the back. I don't want people to know because they're going to start stalking.
You're going to get. The funny thing about that place, I like that place a lot. You'll go in there. And that's the nice thing about a 24-hour diner. It's a microcosm of society, especially that one. It is the oldest people and the youngest people. Because it's like taxi driver, truck driver, whatever. And
depending
then it's
on
like
the time you're there,
college kids who are like whacked out of their mind, you know, been drinking or whatever.
Right.
I do.
I'm
like
there by myself a lot, and it's fun to watch and like, but you can see them like this is so sad. And you're like, right. No, it's not. I went to eat with someone once, and they're like, we were eating at a diner, and they're like, oh, that guy's by himself. It's so sad. I'm like, I'm by myself every fucking meal.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, but
that's the nice thing about sitting at the counter at a diner. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
And it's you know, I want to watch the news is on or whatever, you know, telenovelas.
Yeah.
Now you're a regular. Do you have a usual?
I just get breakfast food whenever it's an option.
But you go into the Golden Apple, they go, oh, Paul, eggs.
Depends on my server. Easy. Yeah. They know my order.
But
is it
the same thing every time? Or no?
I change it
a little. But it's like, okay, so breakfast, but it's like bacon and eggs, toast, or is it like a waffle?
That's a little personal. I don't want to get into my order, but yeah, I change it up, but it's not, it's similar to that. Let's just say it's very similar to that. But I do have an order there, but the problem with going there is it's a whole thing, right? When you go there, you got to like kind of be presentable because there are.
Mm. Well,
when I go there, it's by enough comedy clubs where people come up to you after the show. Like, or I used to go right after the show because I'd go to Laugh Factory if I do the show there. Because I don't eat before I go to a show. I go to Golden Apple. And so I'd eat, and then people would be coming from the show.
And they'd run into you.
And they'd want to start talk to you. Or other comedians who
are
fucked up.
That happened to me the other day. Saturday, I did the 11:30. I closed the 11:30 at Laugh Factory. So I'm on stage at 1 o'clock in the morning. I went to pump gas afterwards.
Wait, as a host, you closed it?
Come on.
See what I did there?
Okay, go ahead.
I went to pump gas afterwards, and someone at the pump next to me, they pull out in front of me and they blocked my car. And I go, what the hell is going on? And they go, were you just at the Laugh Factory? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, so are we. And I was like, did you enjoy the show? They're like, yeah. I was like, okay, good.
We like your Toyota Camry.
Follow me on Instagram. Yeah.
Do you drive a Toyota Camry?
No. What do you think? Come on, guess.
Honda.
Schwinn. It is a Honda Civic.
That was one of the two. It's probably silver, too.
Close.
Black.
Blue.
Ah!
Come on.
Anyway, yeah.
This is my podcast now.
I think that, it does suck. And Stephen Haas has a joke about how early birds fucking came in and ruined everything for us people. That everything opens super early.
Oh, yeah.
Closes super early.
It's ridiculous.
It sucks since the pandemic.
When I talk to people who have a regular life, or particularly people who like they have a job where they have to get up really early, they're like, "Oh, the market's open on the East Coast. I got to be up at 6, be at the office, or whatever."
It's insane.
I'm like 6 o'clock, or like I set my alarm at 5. I go, that's the middle of the night.
Yeah,
to me, that is the. I've just gone to bed a few hours ago.
I sometimes I'm up at 5 in the morning, and I remember my friends would be going to work, and they're
thinking about your regrets or.
Think about my regrets.
Yeah.
No.
We're over here laughing and joking around. I want to get into it, Paul. Why are you awake?
Just never ends with you. I love it.
That Premium Hinge membership. You're up there busy swiping with them.
No, you can't swipe people at 5 a.m. They're going to think you're a lunatic. Or they'll think you're an early bird, and you're like, oh, that's not good either.
Early bird gets a worm.
So some people are up going to work. And the last few times where I was up so late...
Oh,
that
people
sleep.
Are starting their day, yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, Target's actually open.
Yep, yeah.
It opened so early that I'm like, I could just wait 15 minutes and go get food now.
So you know what bothers me is in my neighborhood, my favorite late night joint is The Hat. You know The Hat?
Ashland?
Love The Hat.
That's good food.
Oh, it's incredible.
Surprisingly good.
Everything on the menu is good.
Really?
Yes. Here, my go-to, and people clown on me constantly for this, Greek salad. Because it's like a hot dog stand kind of place. So people like you go in there, you think of burger, hot dog, tamales. Like, it's like
they're Greek, right? The people own it?
I'm sure. Yes, because they own the diner across the street.
Which
Hollywood
is
Grill.
Annoying that they fucking change the hours on that.
This is the whole point why I brought this up. The diner used to be open 24 hours, Hollywood Grill. Very nice place. Since the pandemic, they're open 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Which is insane.
But here's the thing. They also own The Hat, so it costs them less money. They want everyone to go over there.
Yeah.
And The Hat is more
I didn't
busy
know
that now.
That's why.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because we were like, who do you think you are
right, a
to have
that
regular... Yeah, that think you're going to compete
me
with people that have regular hours.
The Hat is open, I think, till 4. I've never tried to go and it was closed. I love that place.
It's open really late.
But the diner doesn't open until 7. So there are times when I either can't sleep or I'm awake for whatever I've come off a red eye, whatever, ungodly, there's no food in my house, and I just want breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I can't have breakfast?
Right.
You're a diner. 7 a.m.?
That's insane.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. It's insane.
Open at noon. What?
That diner should lean in. There should be diners that just lean in to know who they are and just open late and stay late. And just be open till 5. There's got to be.
Honestly, they would do better off if they opened. They're right now 7 5. Until 3. If it was instead like 3 until 7. Yeah. Flip it. Because I used to go in there and it was the same as what I was saying about Golden Apple. It was like you would have cops coming on or off their shift.
It was the best place.
Yeah, you would have construction workers and then you would have people who are out drinking.
That was my go-to. Hollywood Grill was the best. And I'd go on dates there because I'd be like, hey, I'm going to get off show.
Hey, girl, you ever been to Hollywood?
No, I'd be like, hey, if you want to get, I get dinner number two, as you call it.
I love it. Second dinner, it's the best part.
That's when I eat dinner.
That's the best thing about comedy, 11. Second dinner.
Yeah.
I do one on the way out the door and then one
You eat right before you go on?
No, before I leave the house. Because I know I'm going to be out. It's like a shift. I'm going to be out. Let's see, I'm 6 p.m. I'm not going to be home till 1 a.m. You got to fuel up a little.
Oh, I guess you're doing host sets, so it's just 8 minutes. So it's not as much. But like, if you're doing like 30 minutes.
I won't eat before I go on stage.
Yeah, I need like
and
2 hours.
Hardest thing that we can do a gig on the road. You get there and they're like, oh, feel free to eat. And I'm like, absolutely not. I'm like, I'm about to go on stage. Like, and then I have to leave. Yeah. I always be like, I need it to go. But then I'm like, or especially if I'm running afterwards, like, do you want to eat something? I'm like, I'd love to take it to go, but I'm not going to sit here. You know, I got somewhere to be.
Well, yeah, because you're hosting.
I got to host. You have a tell too. I haven't figured it out yet, but you have one. Can I ask you one thing? You guys fill in the joke. You know what it was.
Are you so if you're jacked
up. Is this a comedy podcast?
You're jacked up after. No, it's more of a therapy session.
Okay.
You're jacked up after a show. What else are you do? Do you ever just chill out and like watch a movie or do you play? You don't look like a video games
person.
Not a
video games guy. Okay. Yeah, I'm tempted to be, but
don't do it.
That's the thing. Are you a video games guy?
No, I used to be in law school, and that's why my grades. That's why I'm no longer a lawyer. But I think.
So you're telling me if I play video games, I could be a lawyer?
No, I think you wouldn't be as productive.
There were things like that. Like during the pandemic, there were things like that where my friend's like, just buy an Xbox. And I was like,
no.
I should be doing other stuff with that time.
You have an addictive personality too, don't you? Weren't you an alcoholic?
That's why I keep coming back doing this. You keep burning me and I keep coming back.
You're sober, right?
Yeah. But
soberish.
Yeah, but addictive, like I'm not good at doing stuff a little bit.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what addictive personality is.
I know, but I was saying it for the common people who listen to your podcast.
But don't understand
what
it means.
You know, the big dumb idiots who are not listening. Watch. Please watch. Go over to YouTube right now. If you're listening, go over to YouTube. Give it a watch.
I think you're Oh, maybe not. We don't really talk outside of podcasts, so maybe it did. Maybe it is rerun.
Paul, I'm telling you, go back and comment below. You're going to be the most comments you've ever seen in an episode. They'll go, "We saw this one already. Somehow it just came out. And I've seen it already."
Anyway,
they go, "Oh, so, the Toyota Camry guy." I think you even named the episode Toyota Camry. The Toyota Camry of comedy. I think you already
call it Honda Civic now.
Great.
Now that we know that it's a blue Honda Civic,
and someone will comment, they go, "No, this is the Toyota Camry. I've seen
Different
this one
guy.
Before."
Different guy. I've seen him host.
No, the last guy was a headliner. I don't know who this is.
So
video games are out.
Video games are out. I'll get food. I'll try to be productive, but I can't write. That's the one time I can't fucking write.
This other thing, and like when I have insomnia, or there's a time of the day where it's like productivity is over, but I can't sleep. Like I'm brain dead, but I can't sleep. You know, I'm not going to do anything productive, but so I'll put on a movie. I don't watch a lot of TV. I'll do a show every now and then, but like I can't commit to. You should do a podcast about dating. I can't commit to a show. I'll watch something if it's like I love Netflix has the like limited series. There's 3 or 4 episodes, 4 or 5. I can bang it out.
Those are awesome. Yeah.
Anytime someone's like, "You would love Breaking Bad," I go 8 seasons. Simply cannot commit to it.
I finally watched it during the podcast.
How much I'm boring you? And there are things like there's some things that I want to get around to, like Sopranos.
Started watching it again yesterday. Actually, it's funny you fucking said that.
A rewatch. Wow.
I never watched the first 4 seasons. I don't think so. Now I'm watching it
That's
the
other thing
time.
That gets me is people will say like, "You got to watch this show. First 2 seasons are a little slow, but then it really picks up."
Just pick.
You want me to throw? But not even pick it up. You want me to throw away 10 hours of my life?
Yeah.
The show's not worth watching.
Just go into the third,
fourth
season.
But that's why I like movies, is even if it's a really long movie, I watch it 90 minutes at a time. It's a 3-hour long movie. It's done. A 90-minute movie, you start it and you finish it same day. I don't have to be like, oh, well, I'm in the middle of this show or whatever.
I just can't sit for... if I have a 3-hour movie, especially like Oppenheimer, I still haven't seen it because I'm like, when am I going to have 3 sessions where
I don't
want to
spoil
it
for you, but...
I do want to see it.
Remind me a lot of your sets.
I know that there's going to be a weekend where I'm doing like a show somewhere for like...
Big Bomb. That's the joke I was going for.
Got it. Perfect.
Can we start soon? I know we've been doing this kind of pre-banter. Can we start soon?
You said earlier too that you write every day for an hour. Do you set a time? You're like 3 o'clock.
No, I wish I was better about having a consistent time. I try and do it earlier in the day. The later in the day, I'm more tired, and the best time is like middle of the day, right after a workout, because I'm not gonna fall asleep at my desk. That's how bad my jokes are. I'm writing. I'm going.
Well, I just try to do, I do to-do lists, and then I'll do everything else on the list except, and I have write on there, and I'll be like, oh, well, it's already 5:30. I got to get ready for the show.
Same. That's why I have to prioritize it. It's got to be like the first thing. Because I know, because like when I come home in the middle of the night, I can do my laundry, I can clean the house, whatever I have to do, but I don't know that I can be mentally awake enough to write, you know?
See, I always try to get everything else off the list to do. So, and then I'm like, oh, I'll just write from 5 to... And then it's like, fuck, I have a show now. Yep. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Exactly today happened. I was like, oh, the show's at 7. I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
And then I got to do this podcast. What are we going to do? Well, wow, that was... Tyler, we're out of time, but I want to keep going because I have 3 more questions I have to ask you.
Why are you awake?
Why are you awake?
Okay, go ahead, Paul. I'll let you host my podcast for a little bit.
Has there been a time where do you think there's a downside to being a night owl now that you've, because you're coming from the advertising world where you had a job. Now, I know that you're in the,
interesting.
We're both in the
this
glory years
question.
Of the, for once.
We're both in our golden years. Is that
well,
what you
I'm
said?
Saying like we're in the golden years of us finally appreciating and leaning into the fact that this is our schedule now.
Yeah.
You were at the same time I was. Do you think that
40 minutes in, we finally got a good question.
I'm not talking about that time. I'm talking about the time to 4 years leaving our career.
I hear what you're saying,
Oh, you're trying to make a bet.
And you know me. They never work. What was the question? is there a downside?
Yeah, is there a downside?
You know, I could have a... yes, of course there are, right?
What is the one that bothers you the most, other than stores are closed?
There's two very practical answers to this, and one is like the majority.
Of course, you have a practical answer. Toyota Camry,
and you,
baby.
You experience this. The majority of people operate on a schedule that's different to yours. So dating is hard. Maintaining friendships is hard. Maintaining relationships with your family is hard. Of course, those are baseline things. On the flip side, I think it's a really interesting, exciting way to live life. So many, the idea that like nothing good happens after 2 a.m., arguably some of the most interesting things happen after 2 a.m.
Agree.
That's when life happens. When especially for people who aren't like us, when you get your friends that aren't usually up at 2 a.m., the nights they are, that's the day you remember because they don't usually do it. It's out of the ordinary. So it is a very interesting time to be awake and to witness life. You're seeing people who work nights, you're seeing people get up to start their day, or you're seeing people ending their day. It's like and you have this solitude. You can, the people who are up, there is like a camaraderie around that. Oh,
right.
You go to the diner, the 6 people who happen to be here at 3 o'clock in the morning, you strike up a conversation, or you have, there's something we all have in common, you know? For as much as it takes away from your life, again, dating is hard, maintaining friendships and relationships is hard, I think it does, there's a lot of positive to it. It provides a lot to your life.
I agree with you 100%. And I think that people forget...
Let's do this cocaine and stay up tonight.
Well, it feels like you already did it. I feel like it's funny because people are like, doesn't it get sad? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Because you're forgetting that I'm on the road with other people that are sometimes the funniest people in the world.
The funniest people we've ever met.
And you're sitting there at 2 in the morning smoking a cigar with someone who just had a Netflix special, and you're talking about comedy.
I told you not to mention that.
No, it's not you. Not hosting. Not hosting the Netflix
sorry.
Festival. Oh. This is different.
I wish.
Yeah, that's true. I would too. But it is funny. And yeah. Then a couple of my friends got to
and
experience
it. And even when it's not even that, there's you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning talking to a guy who's been on the road for 40 years as a nobody.
You get to talk to
the
them.
The most interesting, a wealth of stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Mm-hmm. And they're funny too. Like if you're fucking in this world for 20, if you're doing comedy for 20 years, well, no, I was going to say that you got to be funny, but I've worked with people.
We've both worked with plenty of people.
I've worked with people. But I do think that for the majority of the time, even in those situations, I've worked with people that have been in the business for 20, 25 years, and I've learned from them. I mean, I've learned what I don't want in my career.
Sure, 100%.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yep.
Right away.
Yep.
Or I'll see the host if I'm featuring. I'm like, what he said, don't listen to anything he said. It's the exact opposite. Because I get to
But even comedy aside, like you find yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you were playing bands for a long time, talking to someone who's a musician, talking to whoever.
Well, that was different because I think it's different now because with comedy, I'm awake, I'm alert. When I was a musician, I was a drunk.
Yeah.
And I was doing drugs, and so I don't remember 90% of my life. I mean, I would say this also. I had different priorities, right? I was a 25-year-old kid trying to get laid and have fun. Now I don't care about that. I'm not like you anymore.
Now you're an old man trying to get laid and have fun.
No, I don't care anymore. My dick doesn't run my life like you, Tyler. Well, yeah. Oh, you got a call
coming
in?
Hello?
Speaking of,
meet me at the diner, babe.
I got somewhere to go. That's probably you. You're like, oh, I got places to go. I'm like, where you got to go, Tyler? It's 1:30.
How did we get on this?
We're talking about
The
positives.
Good and bad. Yeah, I think you're in either way, it's the life we've chosen, so you have to accept
embrace
it, lean into it, embrace it. And I think it's more positive than the negative. Oh, what people say about it being lonely. The solitude is nice. And it's sometimes when you want it, you know, cuz you're on so much. You're at clubs, you're talking to people. When you go home and you go, not only am I alone, no one can bother me.
Right.
No one's up to call me. No one's asking me for anything. My inbox isn't being filled up. I don't have to do.
Right.
I'm done.
Yeah,
I have
it's a good
this
feeling.
Time. The solitude is nice.
Really a pleasure having you on here. All seriousness.
This is great.
This is a great episode.
We'll do it again for a third time.
What's
the podcast going to be called next?
Toyota Camry. Where can people
what
find
car
out?
Are you?
Where can people find out about your upcoming shows?
I am
and stuff?
Tyler Fowler Comedy on Instagram. I post all my shows. I'm posting some real funny videos and some really lackluster ones too. So we'd like your follow and your likes and comments and all those things.
Such a fucking racket. The social media is just crushing us.
Is it? I hadn't heard that.
It's soul crushing.
Really?
That's one thing.
I've been really loving it.
Okay. I've seen the numbers.
Really? Because I can't look at them. That's why I'm awake.
Thank you all for listening to another edition of Why Are You
and
Awake?
And watching on YouTube.
And watching. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Use his.